Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Frights the Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and before we begin the show, I'd like to say a big congratulations to my co-host, Kara Rhiann Brown, who is now Kara Rhiann Skelly. She got married today, and that is why she cannot make it on the show. You know, it's a pretty good excuse. But, however, we have a super-duper substitute for her, my good friend, actress, producer, Laura Jean Mamere. How are you doing, Laura?
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right.
I'm excited to be on the show. Let's do it.
All right. I'm excited, too. Okay. Thanks to everyone who's listening in the live and to those listening in the archives. We really appreciate it. We'd love for you to follow us on Twitter at FrightsR&D Table and Instagram, Facebook, Frights the Roundtable. Twitter makes it more difficult for you when you have to limit everything you fucking say. So. Also, you can find us on our network, www.indiepopcorn.fm. So, we have two guests tonight, and one of them just called in. So, we've got both guests on the line. Ladies go first, so I'll introduce actress Berna Roberts. How are you doing, Berna?
I'm doing well. Hello.
Hey, all right. And we also have filmmaker Nick Hunt. How are you doing, Nick?
Hello. Glad to be on the show.
All right. So this is Frights of the Roundtable, a show primarily on horror. But if you have any other projects not related to horror that you want to talk about, that's okay. So let's begin Berna, how did you get started in the horror industry?
Well, I have a family that they're very big on Halloween, and they're really into horror films. So I've been watching horror films since I was way too young to watch them. And our bonding thing, I have three sisters, and I have five nieces, and our bonding thing is to watch scary stuff. And so I already love the genre. And when I came to Los Angeles, my first film I ever did was called Tower of Blood. And it was your typical, a bunch of kids get together and they're going to hang out on the roof of a building and party and people start dying all night long. And the thing about it is, if you're really into scary movies, when you're on set of a scary movie, you can actually be scared. So that definitely feeds into it. But, yeah, that was my first film. And it's the most fun genre to do, too, in my opinion, especially if you have a lot of special effects things to do.
Yeah.
And, so I just, after that, I've done a lot of horror films, and Laura and I, we have a comedy horror film called Ugly Sweater Party that should be coming out soon, and today...
Shout out!
Yeah, Ugly Sweater Party, Aramento, what? A lot of fun to shoot for us, and I'll let Laura tell you more about that one, but I also, today, there's a worldwide release of a horror comedy film you can find on demand on all the cable networks called Slaw, Kevin Nash. Yeah, it's Kevin Nash. It's about a couple foodie brothers who kidnap and torture people that ruin their dining experiences.
Oh, sweet.
That sounds awesome.
That's right. You know, that's the kind
what
of concept thing I'd love to see in virtual reality, you know, because you have a crazy situation, and I would love to be in the middle of this, like, crazy horror argument, like, just, you never know, this nasty thing just in your face, virtual reality. I think that would be the next thing for horror directors, where they should go. It would be so cool. I don't know. But is that, so what is this film, kind of, what's the, who else is in it? Who's the other leads in it?
John Capp, and who is a wrestler, Carlos Aviles from The Walking Dead, Kevin Nash, he's from Magic Mike, he's a professional wrestler.
Oh,
he's
nice.
In John Wick. Yeah.
So he has those, like, sexy muscles. So you can, like, lift you up.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A little bit of trivia that Kevin Nash was actually Super Shredder in Ninja Turtles
so
2 back in the 90s.
Oh,
wow.
That's
yes,
cool.
Super Shredder.
I'm too young to know that. No, I'm just kidding. That was
But Super Shredder, who, like, got hurt real easily. You know, like, he was, like, it had, like, Super Shredder for, like, 2 seconds, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere.
I know.
Like, everything fell on him. And it was, like, all stuff fell on him, and then he was no longer Super Shredder. It was just, like, what was the point of it unless it was a joke? You know, like, that was, but anyway, that was cool that he got to play that, though, you know.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And so this is out now, Verna? This is out right now?
Yeah. Today was the worldwide release. It's on demand, on Comcast, on Time Warner, whatever. You know, it's also on Amazon. You can rent it or buy it.
Sweet!
Yep.
I'm going to do that this weekend.
So, Nick, tell us, how did you get into horror?
Well, you know, horror just sort of fell into my lap. I grew up on horror, and I always wanted to do something that would really make people happy and really have a profound effect on them. And what better way than to scare the hell out of everybody?
I like it. I like
That'll
it.
I'll do it. So, what was the big first big project that you have been doing is Safe Place?
Yeah, Safe Place is my debut feature, and at the same time as I'm working on that, I'm working on loads of other projects, some that Lair is actually involved in, and no signs of stopping. Right now, over the next year, I'm prepping Safe Place to shoot here in January, and then a documentary, an anthology, and a short film.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So
nice.
Exciting.
You're very busy.
Oh, incredibly. And that's only the stuff I can mention right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I just know Nick is one of those directors that he's constantly trying to come up with, like, the next level thing. And I will say, as somebody, like, I think it's almost been officially a year that I've known Nick. And from the first moment to him, I fell in love with his, just the way he loves to work in his brain, the things he comes up with and how he comes up with it. And he's not, him and his lovely partner, Kat, are amazing because he, I think, in the sense of Nick isn't your typical male director, quote unquote. He's very open to the female side of things. And I love that about him. And that's one thing I love about Safe Place. It's taking it to a different direction that you wouldn't think possible. And it's giving many females a way to speak out. And it's fabulous. And that's another reason why this short film project that we're working on currently is very relevant to what's going on today. And Nick is very aware of the female mind and what females are going through in the film industry. And I love that about Nick. He's just very open and just phenomenal guy. So love you, Nick. Shout out to you.
Oh, wow. That was great. I love hearing kind of, especially echoes going on about the guest. You know, that's awesome. And Nick, do you want to, talk a little bit about SafePlace, if you can? Just say anything about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, SafePlace is such this massive animal. It's going to be like a slasher film that you have seen 99 times before, and we're really going to throw some grenades in the mix and give you some stuff that the fans are not really going to expect. And then we're also going to improve on some of the classic slasher things that still haven't really been fixed. Like, you know, we're actually going to give you likable characters and a story that you care about. And these people that you're going to see in front of you, everybody's going to be smart. And they're not going to make stupid decisions because that's the way they should be written. They're going to persevere. And what's that?
So nobody's going to fall down and trip and get killed by the killer that way? Because, I mean, that's kind of what you expect, right?
Well, it is what you expect, but I like to go for expect the unexpected, you know, mess with people's minds a little bit. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's a bad thing that, you know, as far as the plots, you know, we have evolved as far as horror. But a lot of the ways that our character archetypes are still written and are still portrayed are very much the same as they were back in 1985. And that's not necessarily a terrible thing, but it's something that should have been evolved. And we haven't really evolved in that, and so I'm looking to rectify it.
Great. I'm excited. Berna, you know, moving on to a different kind of topic, there's been a lot of talk recently about women and being treated badly by men in the business. Is there any way that you'd like to, like, talk about that at all, like what your opinions are on that?
Well, I think the thing that stood out to me the most when all of that came out was that I have had so many friends that things have happened to that are actually not women, that are men. And, you know, just recently, I mean, literally 20 minutes before I called you, a story about that actually involves young actors, young male actors. So it's a problem. It's not just a problem with women in Hollywood, though, you know, there's a long history of that. Even, you know, going back to Judy Garland and the studios.
Yeah.
It's a serious problem, and I feel like things are starting to come out, and it's not just a problem at the Harvey Weinstein level either.
Yeah.
It's at every kind of level. It happens in the indie level. It happens all the way up, and you get somebody who, because we're just, you know, we are full of transplants here in Los Angeles. So there are other places with the industry, Atlanta, New York, but in Los Angeles, we have transplants from all over the place that leave everything they know and follow their dreams, and they get right off of the bus from the Midwest, and they're naive and innocent. They don't know a thing. And you only know what people believe you. And if you're from a place like that, I'm from Indiana, you can believe where I'm from, like 99% of what people say to you. So you just believe what people say, and you trust them. And unfortunately, some people end up trusting the wrong person and end up in a sticky situation, or they think, oh, well, this is just how it works. And I just have to say, it doesn't have to work that way. For any young actresses out there, it doesn't have to work that way at all.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point, Berna. And thank you for sharing that. And one thing to go on what you're saying is it's not just even, I know you're just saying it's not even on the Weinstein level. It's further down, and it's further down in the sense where it's not even in film. It's everywhere. It's every workplace. It's every workforce.
Oh, yes.
It's happening to men and women. And I think it finally took these types of people that are so-called, quote-unquote, looked up to for the world to recognize that this is actually something we need to talk about, that needs to change. It's been going on for too long. And so in a sense, I'm really thankful for these women and men, hopefully more men in the future, that will come out and state what has happened to them. And it needs to happen. We need to not be scared. Like you said, we need to have these people that think that it's the norm to realize that it's not the norm and come out and just say, no, this isn't natural. This isn't the way people should be treated. And me, I'm a city girl, mm-hmm. so I'm completely opposite. You know, I read people from yep. a mile away, and if you give me even just the slightest hint of something, I'm going to walk away from you. It doesn't matter who you are in my mind. I don't care who you are. But if you're a shitty person, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you the time of the day. It doesn't matter what job you're going to give me. And I think a lot of people need to start being that way. And we all need to recognize that each one of us, doesn't matter who you are, we're very important. Doesn't matter what you do, everybody has a say. And this is just the start of a big, a bigger, grand thing that I think will hopefully help young kids today to realize that they can stand up for themselves and still get a job and hopefully a better job because they are so confident. You know, so
yeah, exactly. And you're right. You're right.
If I could say something everywhere.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, Nick. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to step on anybody's toes, but you know, it's sort of. You know, I wish that we could almost bring the Just Say No campaign back, but gear it more towards this in teaching
yeah.
our young kids. Because okay, do you know how many children per cap there are that you know that I've come into contact with? That don't, you know, they're not given IDs. They are not
yeah.
schooled on stranger danger. And
yeah.
it's like, I know this thing didn't go away in the 70s and then in the 80s when I was growing up. I know that people
yeah.
still educate their children and people still school their children. And,
yeah,
and
exactly.
you know, I agree with everything that everybody's saying. It's not just at a Weinstein level. It's a higher level. It's at a lower level. By God, there was I'm not going to put the actor's name on blast, but there was a CNN interview not 48 hours ago that was actually interviewing a Hollywood legend about
yeah.
the Harvey Weinstein saga. And then
mm-hmm.
towards the end of the interview, after the legendary actor condemns this, he asks the interviewer for a kiss.
Yeah.
You know, and I continuously am hearing this, well, it's how we were brought up. It's the culture that we were brought up. It's the world that we were brought up in. It's the times that we were brought
yeah.
up in. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not a valid excuse. You know, times haven't changed very much. And that's why hopefully, you know, people will hopefully follow my steps in trying to make things that are more beneficial for the community. And, you know, Lara, if you want to bring up speakeasy at all, I mean, this would be an opportune topic and time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This is your project, and this is a project Nick came up with, and he came up to me, gosh, like maybe not even 2 weeks ago. Right after the Harvey Weinstein thing came up, and he was just like, I have this project that's very meaningful and close to someone happened to someone close to me, and I really want to speak out. And Nick had came up to me about the short film that we're working on, and the lovely Gregory Blair and Jordan Esso and Maria Alston, they're all going to be a part of this short film, and Alex Wang is the cinematographer, and these great people just volunteered. And what this project is designed for is and sexual assault and dealing with the aftermath of somebody, a wife specifically, that has been sexually assaulted and how she's going to deal with that with her husband. And I think that still happens to this day where men and women, you know, again, talking with what Berna was talking about, you know, at the workforce, you know, how do you bring it up to your significant other? How do you work it out with them if something happened to you that is uncomfortable? And this is what Nick wants to do. He wants to reach out and All the proceeds will go directly to a charity related to helping victims of abuse and assault. And I think it's just a fantastic idea. And thank you, Nick, for coming up with this at such a great, perfect time.
Absolutely.
And,
I want to be completely clear with everybody. Just like Lara said, this is a completely nonprofit project. Everybody that's involved may have been in some, you know, reasonably big indie films, but this is for the community. This is for you guys. This is for men. This is for women. This is for children. This is for everybody. It's something that needs to be said. And I've said it time and time again, that if we in this community, if we in this industry of ours that have all these benefits and all this notoriety and all these people that we know and all these connections, and we choose not to do something valiant or something good or something productive, then I think we should consider ourselves fools. Because I always told myself that if I got into this industry, I would vow to do something legitimized and do something that would at least try and help people. And my feeling is from Speakeasy, if we can get a single person to stand up, if we can get a single person to report, if we can get a single person to say no and to stand up, and that's all I want.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
And
if we're not, if you want to be a part at all, you're more than welcome.
I would love that.
Oh, exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, anybody in the Los Angeles area that's listening, I don't care if you want to water flowers or just stand there and be there. If you want to be a part of this, be a part of it. Put your name in something that can truly be beneficial. Let people know that the players in Hollywood are not all bad people. You know, let them know.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Right on. Yeah. I like where your head's at, Nick.
Sorry, go ahead, Verna.
I said, I like where your head's at, Nick.
That's what I mean, right? He has a good, good mindset, you know? I was like, I knew I wanted to work with this guy. It's like, this is kind of where I'm at, you know? It's about changing the how people see the industry. And one thing I love about, especially with going back with, Nick and Verna, both of you, and I'm working with both of you. And the one great thing about the teams that we found is that we all respect each other and we all love each other and we're all there for each other. And that, I guess in my sense, knock on wood, hasn't been rare to find, because I've been very thankful to meet and be with you guys straight away from coming into the film industry, and I'm so thankful for that, and I'm so thankful to work with both of you and be working with everyone that we know. Shout out to, you know, I know everyone out there that's probably listening knows exactly who we're talking about. And that's to some people I've spoken to, rare to find. But we found that, and so I'm so thankful, again, to know you guys. And to everyone listening, Verna is an amazing actress. She's absolutely beautiful. If you have to go see her work, she's phenomenal. And she's a great character artist as well. What? You are? I'm just saying.
You're embarrassing me.
Are we having a
I love
contract?
You.
And it's true. And again, everyone listening, like, hire her. She's fabulous, and she's a great character actor. Like, she can give you anything, and being on set with her is amazing. So she'll just start speaking some, like, random accent, and I'm just like, where is this coming from? And it's perfect, and it's beautiful, and it's lovely, and she's so tiny and cute, and everything about her is just so lovely. So shout out to Berna, and again, Nick, great. I'm so glad to have you guys on the show. It's just fabulous. You guys are wonderful.
Lots of
you
love,
know,
Claire. I love you.
Wow. lots of love. Lots of love. I feel like Al Franken should be here in his Stuart Smalley Saturday Night Live character. I love me. You love me. Gosh darn it, everybody likes me.
Okay.
We're on Barney right now, right?
Like. I do have to ask this, Berna, because let's get on to another subject real quick, but it's great. I love what we've been talking about. But I do want to ask, because you played Detective Lutz in the witchcraft series, which is a character that's been played a few times before. Did you do any research on that, or did you kind of just go in blind on that character?
Well, I did watch the previous actress who did it, and you know, of course, talking to the writer, the director, and wanting to know if they were they trying to duplicate, you know what I mean? That, like, were they trying to bring somebody in like that actress? Were they trying to have somebody do it like that actress? And it mm-hmm. that was not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what they do in the soaps when they bring in an actor to replace another actor and they're completely different.
Right.
So it's
like,
kind
what
of
do
that,
we do with this?
That, yeah, maybe people won't notice, you know, that last week it was a completely different actor. But yeah, so it was cool, you know, to be part of that long running franchise, and
yeah,
it was interesting, and of course always ridiculous and fun and magical, and especially if you get to work with somebody you've worked with before, that's fun. And the director of that film, David Palmieri, he actually worked on the first film I ever did in L.A., which was Sour Blood. So,
oh, wow.
All comes full circle. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, I love that. I love that.
This industry is such a small world.
Yeah.
It is.
It really is. I'm finding it more so now than ever. Like, things are just full circle. Absolutely. Insane.
Yes, and actually the horror community, too, is great because it is a small group of people, or you find that it's a small world and you keep working with a lot of the same people, and you just, it's like a family, and you guys get together and you get to play and you have fun, and you can just be yourself, and it's
absolutely
wonderful that to have found that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I just want to say real quick, Nick has to leave in like 3 minutes.
Unfortunately, I have a bit of a medical issue with a family member, so I have to depart. It has been an absolute blast to be on with you guys, and I'm sure that we can do this again.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And is there anything you want to say before you go, Nick? Like any promotions, any shout outs, anything at all? Go ahead.
I was actually going to use the floor to make a little bit of an impromptu announcement. Aside from Safe Place. Well, first of all, with Safe Place, if you would like to check us out, find out about the lovely Lara or any of our awesome cast or crew, then just check out facebook.com/safeplacethemovie. And as far as the announcement, everybody has known that I am going to be doing, putting together an anthology horror film that I will be directing a segment and I will be producing. Now, earlier today, I announced the first filmmaker that is going to be joining, as well as the fact that David McMahon is going to be starring in my segment. The first filmmaker that was announced was Javier Ottridge, who had this amazing award-winning found footage film that came out last year called Wakuf, The Origin of Evil. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to announce the other filmmaker. He was incredibly famous for directing All Through the House, and he's also going to be directing the upcoming remake of Don't Look in the Basement, a.k.a. Death Ward 13, Todd Nunez is going to be joining Wander Tales as one of the filmmakers, and that means that there are only 5 filmmakers left to announce from all over the world. And so it's going to be a great time. We're going to bring some really scary folklore to everybody, and it's going to be great.
So excited. It's going to be phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much, Nick. How can people reach you?
People can reach me the same way as they would reach Safe Place with facebook.com/safeplacethemovie. Or, you know, you could find me on Facebook. I'm just Nick Hunt on there. And besides that, you know, that Facebook is primarily my stomping ground. Twitter has since expired. So just find me on Facebook and, you know, keep spreading the fear, everybody.
Yeah. Right, shout out to you, Nick. Love you, Nick. And I hope everything goes well this evening. And
absolutely.
I'm really excited to film with you this January for Safe Place.
Absolutely. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Verna. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys again. You all have a wonderful rest of your night and a wonderful discussion.
You too.
Thank
right.
you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Verna, you're all ours.
Well, actually, we have a caller that's been listening for like 8 minutes, and there was another caller that was listening for a little less, and then they hung up just like now. So I don't know if they're calling in to talk or just listen. Sometimes they just want to listen. So I'm going to put them on the spot right now. Oops. Hello, caller. You're on the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
hey.
What's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Anthony Davis. And,
yay!
Berner, yeah, hey, Berner, you know me. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yes, and Berner knows me, and Laura knows me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I just wanted to call in and say hey. The reason I was calling in, mainly because I knew Berner was going to be on. She told me about this about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Eastern Standard Time. So, but no, I have been a big supporter of Berna and Laura and people like them for quite a while, probably about 3.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved. I got involved in the independent movie industry, basically as a hobby, pretty much because of a friend of mine named Jeff Burns, who has a web series called Super Knocked Up. It's not horror at all. It's a funny superhero comedy show.
I love
about,
it.
Yeah.
Superhero
and,
comedy. I love
and,
it.
And, you know, he also does a weekly hangout called Super Geeked Up, where he talks about web series, independent movies, and that kind of thing. And so I started getting involved with people mostly through him, and I got to know Berna through that group, through the independent movie industry, people who make independent movies and podcasts and independent projects and things, and just become very welcomed in that group. One of those areas was the horror industry in the independent movie area. Mainly because I like independent films and independent stuff. And
well, then we love you, because that's what you love.
Well, you know, and well, about 2 years ago, I started a group on Facebook called Web Series Friends, and I've helped out quite a lot of people on with their projects and do everything from helping them find sound people, cast and crew, guests for their show, everything involved. So anyway, that's pretty much me and my spiel.
Well thank
it.
You
thank
for
you
calling.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
So, now, do you have any questions for Berna, or what's your favorite Berna movie?
Well, oh gosh. Berna, well, I do have to kind of say this, and I'm going to kind of embarrass Berna a little bit.
Do it, embarrass her, go.
Yeah, I'm going to embarrass her a little bit because I embarrass her all the time online. Berna is kind of my, and this is my pet name for her, she's kind of my Rita Moreno, And the reason I call her that is because the first time I saw her, I was like, oh, dear God, she reminds me of Rita Moreno from the Electric Company. And so I have made it kind of a personal goal of mine to make sure that Rita Moreno knows who she is. I say, hey, if you want somebody to play you in a documentary, this is the woman that you need to get. Because she looks like you. She reminds me of you. And, but, so, Berna, I've embarrassed you, haven't I?
No.
No, I love it, Anthony. I love it. No, you're so sweet. You're so supportive. And maybe we need a Rita Moreno character in a horror film.
There we go. I like it.
I think she might
have been. That's a great decision.
Maybe. I'd have to look on IMDb, see if she might have been in it.
Yeah. Probably has. She's
that.
Fabulous.
My favorite thing that Rita that Myrna ever did was one of her very early things was an independent web series she was in called Progress.
Ooh. What is this?
It was a steampunk series.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a steampunk series, and I played I played Grace Watt. Gosh, this was a while ago. Jeez. I played Grace Watt, and I'm a couture fashion designer.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believe it's still up on YouTube. I'm fairly certain it's still up on YouTube.
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Progress Ask a Cam Harlot.
Yeah.
I like your accent. Where are you from again?
Well, as you can tell, I'm from the South.
What part?
So, yes. But originally I'm from the Triad area of North Carolina.
Okay.
Near High Point, Greensboro, Winston-Salem area. But my accent has gotten even more worse, even more Southern, because now I live right over the border of North Carolina in the state of Virginia. Where
hey, I'm from Virginia.
So, what part?
Williamsburg.
Oh, okay. Well, you was over on the coast.
That's why I don't have a Southern accent, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason. I kind of always wish I had a Southern accent, but I don't.
Where I live is Galax, Virginia, and it's 7 miles over the state line in the state of Virginia. It's where bluegrass music got started.
I love bluegrass.
And it's where the International Fiddlers Commission is every year, and has been held for the last 83 years. Next year will be 84.
That's amazing.
So, and for the last 11 years, my family has had a coffee shop and a tea room, and we have jam sessions on Tuesday nights, and put them on YouTube for the last 6 years. And
I love that. I'm gonna have to visit one day. That's amazing.
Please do.
Maybe we can make a horror film at your family's coffee shop.
If you would love to use our place, I will talk to my family about, hey, we need to use
They haven't made a coffee shop horror movie.
Yeah, well, we can it would be kind of like Clerks, but coffee shop version with horror. And then it would have bluegrass music as soundtrack.
Oh, God.
Like, that would be amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't that Deliverance?
Yeah. My coffee shop horror movie is When They Get My Name Wrong, I get my cup and it says Myrna or Verna.
Verna. Poor Verna.
Have you ever given them, Verna, this is for you. Have you ever given them a name that wasn't yours? Like, have you just, like, you know, as an actor, have you gone in and, like, pretended to be someone else at a Starbucks?
I did for, like, a year at this Starbucks, and it was Sarah. And they would write Kara, or they would write Sarah without the H. And so I started saying Sarah with an H. And I'd become very specific about it because, yes, I'm an actor.
Did you know what your motivation was for getting the coffee?
Getting the coffee always involves, you know, depression or being tired, you know, getting ready for a big day at the studios because I'm a big-time actor.
Well, I hate to kind of cut this short. Unfortunately, this is only set up for 45 minutes at the most, so it is approaching the 40-minute mark. So we're gonna have to like wrap it up a little bit. But Berna, I wanted to say thank you very much for being on the show. And Anthony, thank you for calling in and asking the question.
Welcome.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Because we haven't had a call in show in a while, so this is really nice and refreshing. But
Jonathan, I did kind of want to ask a real quick question, and this
okay.
might bring it
go right ahead.
Actually, it's a comment. It's more of a comment about we were talking about the Weinstein situation a few minutes ago. I did kind of weigh in a little bit on my YouTube channel, a vlog I did. Pretty much what I was going at, with the angle that I was going at, is that people like him kind of kill sincerity and genuineness in people like me and people who are really just sincere and humble and come at you with a nice approach. And when you have that mindset of this person is bad.
Is this for a web series?
Well, no, it really wasn't for a web. It was just really my thoughts on a vlog, just saying that those kind of people just kind of.
So is this a question for Brenna?
Well, it's not really a question. It was just more of a comment that there are sincere people in the world. There are nice, sincere people in the world, people who do sincerely flirt just to be nice, just to make a compliment, like I do with Berna all the time and other people in the industry. But a lot of times I have noticed where my compliments have gotten skewed, taken the wrong way, mainly because of instances
We gotta wrap this up because unfortunately, you know, I gotta get Berna to give some information so people can Berna, like, how can people reach you if they need to contact you or want you in their movie?
Well, you can go to www.bernaroberts.com. And on that page, you will find a link to my Facebook, to my Twitter, and to my Instagram. And you can also send me a message through my website as well. Yep.
Sweet.
All right.
Awesome. And what are the projects that are coming out soon that you're in?
Well, Flaw came out today. We know about that. And Ugly Sweater Party should be coming up pretty soon. And right now, I am working on a series called Mike's Place, but we're still filming.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you all
for a wonderful
talk. Just so you know, Laura will be, I said it right finally, like at the end of the show. Laura will be on the show again, co-hosting on the 3rd of November. We'll be having the Noons on the show. So, I'm probably saying that wrong. It's either Noons or Nunes. But
I say Nunes. Todd, Mary Nunes and Todd Nunes are going to be on the show November 3rd. And I'll be there.
Exactly. And next week we've got some people coming up, and Carol will be back next week, and then the week after that, after the show with the Nunes. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank
I hope you guys
so
enjoyed
much.
It.
Yep.
Please check us all out and add us, and you can add Laura on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff as well. I would say plug it, but it's about to cut us off. So thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys all enjoyed the show. Okay.
Bye.
All right, have
Bye,
a good night.
Ciao. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.